Welcome to a special Easter Sunday episode of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Before anyone else proclaimed it, before the angels announced it at the empty tomb, before the disciples believed it, Jesus told us he would rise. The resurrection wasn't plan B. It wasn't damage control after the crucifixion went wrong. It was the plan all along. And Jesus said so, repeatedly, clearly, and with absolute confidence. In John 2, verse 19, Jesus made an audacious claim in the temple courts.
"Destroy this temple, and I will raise it again in 3 days."
The religious leaders thought he was talking about the physical temple, a building that took 46 years to construct. But John tells us plainly, the temple he had spoken of was his body. Jesus knew, from the very beginning of his ministry, he knew death would not be the end. He would be destroyed, and he would rise.
Drive the nails in my hands. Laugh at me where you stand. Go ahead and say it isn't me. The day will come when you is still the same. Whoa. No power on earth
Later, Jesus became even more explicit. In Matthew 16, verse 21, we read,
"From that time on, Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders, the chief priests and the teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life."
Notice the certainty. Not might be raised, not I hope to be raised, but must be raised. This was non-negotiable. The resurrection was as certain as the crucifixion. In John 10, verses 17 and 18, Jesus doesn't just predict his resurrection, he claims authority over it.
"The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life, only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father."
Jesus didn't say, "The Father will raise me." He said, "I have authority to take it up again." This isn't passive. This isn't waiting to be rescued. This is power.
They watched him breathe his last on Friday. The sky went dark. The earth gave way. They locked the doors and hid in silence, with nothing left but tears to pray. The one they followed, the one they trusted, was wrapped in linen, sealed in Saturday stretched out before them, the longest night they'd ever known. But the story wasn't over. Even when they couldn't see, God was working in the silence, right? The pain and the promise, there's a Saturday we all must face. When the miracle feels impossible and hope is hard to trace, but hold on through the waiting, hold on through the night. What Friday stole in darkness, Sunday's prayer that heaven isn't answering, the weight that nobody else knows, the diagnosis, the betrayal, the silence where a voice should be. You're standing in
be, but the story while it was still dark, with spices for a borrowed grave. But the stone was gone, the cloth was folded, and death itself.
Jesus walked into death knowing he had the authority to walk back out. No wonder the guards at the tomb couldn't stop him. No wonder the stone was rolled away. No wonder death itself had to release its grip. You can't keep in the grave someone who has authority over life and death. Perhaps the most stunning thing Jesus said about resurrection wasn't about his own. It was about who he is. In John 11, when Lazarus had died and Martha was grieving, she said to Jesus, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." She was talking about resurrection as an event, something that happens in the future, at the end of time. But listen to how Jesus corrected her. He said,
"I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die."
Not, "I will bring about the resurrection." Not, "I will participate in the resurrection." But, "I am the resurrection." Resurrection isn't just something Jesus does. Resurrection is who Jesus is. He is the power that defeats death. He is the life that cannot be extinguished. He is the hope that will not disappoint. So what do we do with this? First, we believe it. Jesus staked everything on his resurrection. If he didn't rise, he's a liar or a lunatic. But if he did rise, and the evidence says he did, then everything he said is true. Death is defeated. Sin is forgiven. Hope is real. Second, we live like it's true. If Jesus has authority over death, then we don't have to fear it. If Jesus is the resurrection, then our future is secure. If he rose, we will rise. Jesus didn't just rise for himself. He rose as the first fruits, the first of many. His resurrection guarantees ours. Third, we proclaim it. The message of Easter isn't just Jesus came back to life. It's Jesus is alive. Death is defeated, and nothing, not sin, not failure, not suffering, not even the grave, can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. That's worth telling.
In a world that's burning with its own light, chasing after voices in the noise, building towers out of pride and progress, drowning out the still and quiet voice. We've traded truth for what feels comfortable, replace the sacred with the self. There's an ache that nothing here can answer, a hunger only heaven's breath can help. They say the cross is foolishness, a relic of a simpler time. But what the world calls weakness, heaven calls the grand design. It's still the power. It's still the power. The word of the cross to those who are perishing, foolishness. But to
power, oh, the word of the cross.
It's still the power of God. Still the power. Still the power of God.
Father, we glorify you for raising Jesus from the dead and proving your power is greater than sin, suffering, and death itself. Thank you that Jesus' resurrection is not just history, but our living hope, the guarantee that we too will rise and live forever with you. Help us this week to walk in resurrection power, trusting that nothing can separate us from your love.
Wake up, O sleeper. Lift your weary head. The one who loves you has conquered death. On a hill far away, he paid it all. Every debt, every chain, answered in his call. It is finished, it is done. All you need to do is believe. No more fear, no more despair. His love is all you need. It is finished, it is done. The price was paid for you. Wake up and see what grace has done. His mercy's breaking. Wake up, O doubter. Let your questions rest. The arms that open still beat within his chest. He didn't stay in the ground. He didn't stay in the grave. The stone was rolled away, and so were all your chains. It is done. All you need to do is believe. No more fear, no more despair. His love is all you need. It is finished, it is done. The price was paid for you. Wake up and see what grace has done. His mercy is praised.
It is finished.